The NPP will go ahead with the 18th October National Delegates Conference to elect a flag bearer even if all the other four candidates drop out of the race. The party's constitution states that even if one person fails, the party has to acclaim the only candidate. National Youth Organizer of the party, Samuel Wiku, disclosed this to our award-winning current affairs program Behind the News. He lauded the delegates for the peaceful nature of the voting.
The New Patriotic Party demonstrated its commitment and its determination to ensure that we will recapture power in 2010. The party had set out to conduct its polling station elections, electoral area coordinators elections, constituency elections, regional elections. Then we also had our national first election. It was the beginning of the process to elect a presidential candidate, and the New Patriotic Party was taking leave that place.
Okay. Hello, Sammy.
Yes.
Would you say the outcome of this conference was a reflection of the party's choice and sentiment at large?
Well, the delegate conference was to reduce the number from 7 to 5, but it also gave a clear indication as to the mood of the party. Those US politicians can ignore the results of the election. I say this with all the emphasis because you had all the conference chairmen voting, you had all members of parliament voting, you had all regional executives voting, and you also had members of the National Council of Elders voting. You also had national officers voting, past national officers. So these are all the influential people within the party system. So it's very difficult to ignore.
Well, you've thrown down the number from 7 to 5, and I'm sure you've heard of the call from some party people that the other contestants should withdraw on the basis of Nane's overwhelming endorsement so that he will be the flag bearer. Is this a practice that the party encourages?
Well, as a political party, we have a constitution that we operate with. Nonetheless, people also have a political judgment that they need to make. And in making that political judgment, it gives them all the respect that they need and all the time and space that they need. However, come the 18th of October, even in the case where it's just a candidate, you still have to go to National Delegate Conference to affirm the person as our presidential candidate. So whichever way it goes, we still have to go there.
So are you saying that if all the other four contestants bow out of the race, you still go ahead with the conference on October?
The highest decision-making body to elect a presidential candidate is the National Delegate Conference. So even in the case where it's just a candidate, you still have to go to the National Delegate Conference to affirm the person.
For Dan Boche, the emphatic endorsement of Nanado is a reflection of the party's choice and sentiment.
It went very well. The procedure went very well. Very normal. This is something that we used to. It's part of our tradition. So everything was very smooth.
Well, everything was smooth at Akufo-Addo in the Eastern region. But what do you make of the whole process of voting and the Electoral College in general?
Well, from the reports that we received, and I'm sure all of you also have monitored, everything went very well. And this is consistent with our constitution. That's what our constitution said we should do. That's why we amended the constitution to make sure that anytime there are more than 5 people voting, we will lower it to 5. So that's what we did.
Let's talk about what happened in the Eastern region. There are allegations that the Eastern regional chairman of the NPP tried to influence the pattern of voting in favor of a particular candidate. Did you witness any such thing?
Oh, I have spoken to him. No, nothing like that sort of happened. I mean, the media people who said that, but I think they themselves finally corrected it. There was nothing of that sort. And he himself has, denied it. So I don't think anything of that sort happened.
Well, now, the super delegates gave overwhelming support to Nanado as compared to the other candidates. And what's your interpretation of the landslide victory for Nana?
Well, it's obvious that if theoretically we take it that those who vote on behalf of the people, they will have said that majority of their party base will want Nanado to be our candidate. But as our constitution says, the purpose for this one was not to select a flag bearer. It was to tune the number from 7 to 5. And that's what was done. The main election is the one we are set for October 18th, and that will finally decide who our father is.
That was former General Secretary of the NPP, Dan Boche.